Welcome to Special Sonic Billboard Countdown on Demex, and each podcast is dedicated to counting down your top 10 hits in the Sonic Nation. Today is October 31st. Happy Halloween. Yes, a month that has nothing to do with Sonic gets a special, because we rock that way. I think the last time Sega ever used Sonic and Halloween together was probably back in the Sonic Adventure 2, where you'd get a seasonal outfit for Halloween. Eggman would have a little pumpkin on his little machine, and Sonic would dress up like Jack-o'-lantern, while Tails would originally paint his tornado orange for some strange reason. Shadow would dress up like a skeleton, Knuckles dressing up like Eggman, and Rouge would dress up like a witch. Oh, how I miss Rouge's witch outfit. Those double D polygons can drill drive me any day. This month's podcast, I can guarantee you, will be filled with at least 20 Sonic hits, simply because I'm combining both September and October's top hits. Mixed in during the countdown, I'll try to see if I can get a Ouija board working for the show, and we'll keep the background music down even lower to see if I can catch any EVPs. Basically, that means it's a electronic voice phenomena for you laypersons out there, if you didn't know that. Tonight, we'll start the countdown with Trisha's request, Thanks for the Memories from Fallout Boy. I'll see you in 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the keys.
That was Thanks for the Memories from Fallout Boy. Basically, what I want to do with the bumpers this time around is keep them pretty short so that we can actually squeeze the show into a little more manageable time frame. Basically, what I want to do is start out with November's hits and work our way up to October's. If you haven't heard already, we actually won an award from the Sonic Set Awards. Actually, we won the award right next to the Elite Award. We won the Sonic Site Award by 2 votes. The site that came in second was Zone Zero, a pretty cool website that actually has guides of Sonic 1 and Sonic 2. So if you are downloading anything from the Xbox Live or for your Nintendo Wii, you can pretty much refresh your memory with these guides. Pretty cool. You should check it out. Alright, hitting our number 10 spot for the month of November is High and Broken from, I'm going to mess this name up real bad, Funi Kumatoni. We'll be right back.
stand, but forever last to give in. So many things need a push or pull to begin. Aren't free to move unless another hand gets in. Be it all the same, it's never the same. Just like that, it's nothing it all just means. Nothing it all just means. If all as is, then it's never as is. Back to back, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems.
You know what's scarier than Nosferatu, the Phantom of the Opera, Frankenstein, or even the Freaks? Bambi. According to Time magazine, Bambi ranks at number 20 of the top 25 horror films. Disney films such as Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Pinocchio, or even Dumbo all exploited childhood traumas. Parents would die or disappear, stepmothers even plot the murder of their charges. Boy even skips school and turns into a donkey. Kids were so frightened of these films that they wet themselves in terror. According to Time magazine, Bambi still has a primal shock that still haunts oldsters who saw it 40 to 65 years ago. Luckily, they don't see any four kids acting. Coming at you at number 7, The Palace That Was Found from Rumblebee and Kenichi Takoi.
If truly free, be stop, never through all that's happening.
Who's gonna rock the place? Where forever gonna rock the place? number six.
In the mood for the Ouija board that's coming up next, and All Hallows Eve. The season once marked the end of grazing, when herds were rounded up and prepared to be slaughtered. Anything that wasn't found useful in the garden was allowed to rot. It was actually the original new year. All debts were paid, scores settled, funerals performed, and the dead were put to rest before the winter came. On this night, the curtain between our world and the spirit world is disregarded. The dead may return to walk among us. All Hallows' Eve is a night to ensure that they have been honored, fed, and satisfied. This is a night that should be taken very seriously, because you never know when something chilling might pop up. Coming at you at number four is His World, from Crush 40.
Wind, it moves on and on.
All right, we're back, and I do not have a Ouija board in front of me. Unfortunately, I have not been able to purchase a Hasbro children's board game, so I will have to use the software off the internet. It's any generic Ouija board software. But before we get down to doing that, I've stumbled upon some questions that you should never ask a Ouija board. Like, who would win in a girly fist fight, Christ or Satan? Could you make yourself known by burning down my entire block? Is it right just to fart on the unconscious? What would Satan say? Am I going to hell for deliberately farting during a funeral? Why the hell is my mother so hairy? Could you please tell her to shave? She's beginning to scare the neighbors. Why did my butt bleed when I tried to take a crap? Why is life completely devoid of meaning? Could you please show me pictures of Dick Cheney butt naked? Please etch these images into my mind's eye for all eternity. Satan, would you like to come to bed with me? When I die, could you please tell my family that I hate them all and that I'm glad to be rid of them? When exactly is the world going to end? Will I be sent to hell if I'm not caught pleasuring myself the moment all hell breaks loose? Could you please provide me with a list of all the ex-presidents Satan had slept with? Is Satan really that gay? If so, is that the reason God hates gay so much? I want to die right now. Is it possible you could send me the Grim Reaper ASAP? Okay. Some of these questions are a little bit out there, but I've actually come up with a couple questions myself. We'll start with a simple hello. Alright, we'll ask the Ouija board here. It says C-A-N-N-O. Spelling cannot. Okay, cannot. S-T-A. Cannot stay. Cannot stay. All right, that was a little peculiar. We'll ask it another question. All right, question number two. Who are you? Where as you read the board, it says Y-O-U, your S-E-L-F, yourself. Okay, I am myself. Okay, well, let's try another. Do you like Sonic? It says no. All right. Do you like Tails? Okay, the Ouija board likes Tails. All right. Do you like Knuckles? And he doesn't like Knuckles, no. Let's see. Do you like Amy? D A R Okay. Dark. Oh, dark. Ooh, dark. Okay. Do you like Robotnik? I highly doubt he knows what the hell I'm talking about. Let's see. No. Okay, I guess he does know. Okay, let's see. Oh, here's one. Do you like silver? Ah, the Ouija board is a fan of Sonic 2006. Alright. Alright, let's see. Do you like Blaze? Probably gonna be yes. And sure enough, it is a yes. Alright. Okay, let's see here. Big. Do you like Big? Aw, he doesn't like Big. Okay, who else haven't I asked about? So yeah, so Amy, Sonic, Big, Tails, Knuckles. Yeah, I think that's enough for now. Let's see. Do you think Bambi is scary? And it says no. Okay, now let's see here. How many times have you done this? And it says 8 times. Okay, 8 times, not bad. Okay, what else shall we ask? Do you like Halloween? And it says no. Huh. Why? And it says T-O-O-2-D-A. R. Too dark. Okay, he doesn't like Halloween because it's too dark. Well, I keep calling him a he. Let me see. Are you a male? I'm sorry. It's actually a... Let's see. Are you a female? Let's see here. No. Okay, the Ouija board has said it is neither male nor female, so we'll stick with it for now. Let's see. What else shall we ask? Do you like scary movies? No. Don't like scary movies. How old are you? No. Okay, seem to be having problems here. The Ouija board thinks it is no years old. Let's see here. Do you play video games? No, but apparently you do like Tails and Silver. Would Silver win in a fight against Tails? No. He said Tails would kick his ass. No, well, actually, it just said no. Let's see here. What else shall we ask the Ouija board? Let's see. What is my birthday? M-A-Y. May. No, no, no. My birthday is not May. B-E. No, it says maybe. Maybe. L. A. T. E. Maybe late. No, maybe later, huh? What day is it? N. E. N. E. X. T. Next. W. E. E. Okay, next week. Okay, day is next week. This Ouija board is not going the way I planned it. Okay, is that something scary? How many are there? Two. Okay. Who are they? N. O. No. O. N. No one. All right. I guess I should ask more simpler questions. Let's see. Is there anyone in this room? No. Okay. Do you like sandwiches? And it says... Have... Oh, H-A, I should say. V. E. Have what? Have what? S. O. M. E. O. Yeah, have someone else ask. It don't like me no more. I think I annoyed it. Do you have someone else? Finished a sentence already. A. S. Okay, have someone else ask. Well, this turned out to be more like playing with a magic eight ball than anything else. See, where are we? It's number one in September was Meteor Base Zone Act 1. Also known as Rival Space Act 1, from Chris Rizanson's Sonic Rivals music. I'll see you in a few. right. That's the end of part one of our show, and Meteor Base Zone Act 1 has still managed to hang on to the number one spot for both August and September. What is it about that track that makes it so popular? While you're thinking about that, I'm gonna finish up tallying the votes for October. In the meantime, I'll let my MP3 player pick some random songs to play. I'll see you in a few.
Chance, 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 let's begin, tell somebody with this. One wish, make your sound with bits, shake and bounce in. Stop, just give a last selection of peace. Peace, attack, everybody loves the official time.
Thank you. hands, it was easy to tell. It was love from above that could save me from hell. She had fire in her soul, it was easy to see how the devil himself could be pulled out of me. There were drums in the air as she started to dance. Every soul in the room keeping time with her hands. And we sang, tell how we felt from the look on our faces. We were spinning in circles with the moon in our eyes. No room left to move in between you and I. We forgot where we were and we lost track of time. And we sang to the wind as we danced through the night. And we sang, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. And the voices rang like the angels sing. Love from above that could save me from hell. She had fire in her soul, it was easy to see how the devil himself could be pulled out of me. There were drums in the air as she started to dance. Every soul in the room keeping time with their hands. And we sang, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. And the voices rang like the angels sing.
Cause I'm going with you, that's the end of all time.
What is it really?
All right, we're back. Sorry that took so long. You just got done listening to When Worlds Collide from Power Man 5000. Before that was Into the Night featuring Santana and Chad Kroeger. Then there was Chance from Uberworld. We have some horrors later on in the show. Well, at least to me, they're horrors. We've also got a remix done by me personally. I gave an Archangel UK some time off so that he can perform his Halloween special. And we also have a little bit of history on Halloween itself and some interesting facts that's been happening on Halloween this season. For the month of October, Catch Me If You Can from Rumblebee holds our number 10 spot. See you in a few.
Come on. magic mystery. You could have left me here, silly, silly thought. No one would ever know the chaos control, my true identity, the power that is me. Disappears as she goes, miss her as you look away, and no one knows. This power is a key, this power changes.
Yeah.
back and talking about Halloween. The name, as most of you probably already know, the name itself originated from the word All Hallows Eve. But the history itself of Halloween actually gets its roots back in Ireland, where the Celtic New Year was celebrated. The festival was known as Samhain, I think I pronounced it right. And a variety of trends started from this holiday, like carving jack-o'-lanterns. Basically, Ireland would carve a face into a beet, potato, or turnip, then later a pumpkin after the Great Potato Famine. The carving of a face in the jack-o'-lantern actually came from a legend where Jack, a man that was too stingy with his money, was banned from entering heaven and was sent to hell. When Jack arrived in hell, he would play too many jokes on the devil, and the devil kicked him out of hell as well. So Jack was forced to walk the earth until Judgment Day with his lantern. And poor Jack. The bonfire, if they still happen by you, the bonfires was a very important celebration to the Celtics. People would light the bonfires to scare away evil spirits. They believed that the light itself had a power over darkness. In some places, they used to jump over the bonfire to bring good luck. Bobbing for apples actually came when the Romans invaded Ireland. The Romans themselves had a festival on October 31st where they celebrated by bobbing for fruits, such as apples, for Pomona, the goddess of trees and fruits. Then dressing up for Halloween originated from when people didn't want to be recognized by the spirits that came during Halloween, so they would dress up as ghosts or goblins so that the spirits themselves would mistake them. And then to keep the ghosts from entering their house, they would place bowls of food outside so they'd appease the ghosts and prevent them from entering their little house. Coming at you at number 7 is Open Your Heart from Crush 40.
Danger, water rise, clap for signs. number 6. We'll be right back. untouched and crushed and will remain. The walls, two, three, four, headed straight for an open door. He can see what he can't feel without one touch. It becomes surreal, but it's true. The power lives inside of you.
It's official, Halloween is no longer in October. If you wanted to see anything dealing with Halloween, you'd probably have to go back to September if you wanted to watch any Halloween movies. Unless you're watching it on Halloween night, then that's another story. Christmas has basically taken over October totally. I don't know if they've done this in England or anything like that, but in America, as soon as it hits October, the second week, they start airing Christmas stuff. Thanksgiving here in America does not even exist. There's no in-between time for Halloween and Christmas. Christmas itself, it practically skips Halloween altogether and goes to July and then comes back again during later on in the year, which totally makes no sense at all. The only time we get any Thanksgiving type of deal is basically during the Thanksgiving holiday. That's a only time you'd see anything, and even then Santa Claus sneaks into the parade as well. Coming up next at number 4 is Zebrahead's version of His World. I promise you this is the last version of His World in this part of the countdown.
Running man in this world, more is less. And if you wanna test him, will ever be. Look around you, then you may realize happiness lies trapped in misery. And who knows what of our future? We can all try to change our past. Only you know if you'll be together tonight. Solution. 'Cause every night I will make it right, and every night I will come to you. But every night it just stays the same in my dream of an absolution. And you'll see.
Reaching the end of the show, and it's time for a remix remake. This is part of the show where Archangel UK would take over and do a little spiel about the Sonic level and its remixer and why he picked the track. However, since I decided to give AUK some time to work on his Halloween special, I'll be doing the remix remake this time around. The remix that I have today is actually from the final boss in Sonic & Knuckles, right before the Doomsday level, where Dr. Eggman learned how to harness the power of the Master Emerald to control his huge mech. Here, the giant mech would try to smash you with his fingers while you frantically move around trying to be trying to avoid being smashed, which leads us to the title of today's remix, Malicious Fingers. Snappleman's rendition of this level is amazing. To me, he seems to have captured the original essence of Sonic before all that carefree crap took place. Which is fine and all, if Sega would learn how to hire some story writers. Where was I? Before the Mario cameos, before Shadow, before Rouge, and even before Crush 40, there was a simpler time, when Knuckles was first being introduced. Here is Snappleman's remix, Malicious Fingers. We'll be right back. Well, I promised you'd still be scary. With the resounding 176 votes, and for the third month in a row, Meteor Base Zone Act 1 has taken the number one spot in our Billboard. Yep. Here's your number one hit, Meteor Base Zone Act 1.
It's a dud in my Detroit.
That's the end of the show. For those who did make it, congratulations. Pat yourself on the back and go get yourself a cookie. Even if I wanted to continue the countdown, I couldn't. I've run completely dry of ideas to talk about. I'm Demex, and this has been Sonic Billboard Countdown. We'll see you next time.